This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones. And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you can really mark your calendar. April 3rd, 2019 is a date where you can really say the United States is in the latter stages of collapse. Now, Trump's been trying to shore up the sailboat before it capsizes, and it's done a valiant job overall. And globalism itself is in deep trouble because it never delivered on what it said it would do. It was designed to collapse third world countries to consolidate control. And then it was designed to collapse first world nations. So globalism is being rejected as a system, but its byproduct or its venom is killing us. The third world is completely collapsing almost everywhere. It's being directed as a weapon by stay-behind groups of globalists against the nation states. And we've got the headlines here. If you're not paying attention, the world-ending storm of a third world war is gathering in Venezuela. Russians, Chinese, the U.S., Venezuelans storm border as Colombia warns Russia. Looks like scenes of the U.S. being overrun. And now they're banning opposition leaders in Venezuela. Continuing, shock video, migrants drag screaming children under water through concertina wire to enter the United States illegally. This is the hell. And these people are supposedly heroes taking their children through hundreds of miles of desert to do this, to get the welfare and bankrupt the country. And remember the little girl that got drug in the United States over 100 miles? She hadn't eaten in a day. She was taken with her mother to a facility for food and water. And, of course, America was bad for saving her, and Trump was bad for saving her, and they photoshopped the president holding, the little girl hostage, basically. None of it was true. Well, that's the same paradigm that we see over and over and over again now, because we're the bad guys, because we're taking care of all these people, and they're being turned into political enemies against this nation. Remember that mother that brought her daughter hundreds of miles, over 150 miles, over that border? Into that border in the dead of night, and it was America's fault when we saved her. We were the bad ones. This country better get itself together. So, yes, globalism's in deep trouble, but its aftermath and the storm it was planning to take the nation states is still taking place. Kind of like a sun blows up in a supernova. The sun is gone. Globalism's in deep trouble, falling apart, but the shockwave of its implosion and its ongoing operations, even though it itself is basically gone, it still has armies and still has systems and still has repercussions, like when you see ripples in a pond going out. So this is one incredible time to be alive right now. Total maximum red alert. The Democrats and the globalists are scrambling for power. They believe that they might be able to hold on to nation states and then use the crises to get even more power. They won't have their big grand global government just yet, but they could still still have their way with some gun owners, some Christians, and some conservatives. You ask why? Because they want to mount your head on the wall. Because they know you're better than them. These globalists that run our government, they are the scum of the earth. Their instinct is evil and lies. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019, global transmission. Mike Adams is going to be host of the fourth hour, and we're going to have open phones like we did yesterday, but I intend to go to your calls a lot earlier. I'm sorry I didn't get to a lot of you guys at the end of the hour, but I had an emergency that I had to take care of that came up, so I went to rebroadcast for 15 minutes. Before Paul Joseph Watson took over live. So those folks that were unable to get on air, you'll be first in the line today if you let the folks answering the phones know that. But the big theme I want to discuss today, and I'd like the callers to call in about, and at least give me your view on, then you can segue into a second point if you'd like, but please humor me, is the fact that what you see happening in Venezuela has all of the trimmings and all of the fixings, all the ingredients and then some for how you see a new world war start. Now, many historians and analysts are saying, if you're not paying attention to the world-ending storm of third world war that's gathering in Venezuela, you're crazy. But I agree with the CIA when they call the Cold War World War III. This is World War IV. It's giant migrant waves, it's economic war, it's authoritarianism, and then it's gathering armies, cyber war, and then physical war. Venezuela has, for now several years, around 1,000 people a day die of starvation. The government passed a law a few years ago making it illegal to call it that. The average Venezuelan in the last year has lost 27 pounds. You're not seeing any fat people there anymore. And Brazil and Colombia have put up fences and troops because everyone's fleeing. And when you get, it was 5 million last year. Now they say it's 5 million this month. So it's total collapse. Power's been off. Gas is out. Electricity's down most of the time. Starvation, murder, death. And now they're breaking over the borders, and there are Russian and Chinese troops there that are reportedly involved. And so this is the real unraveling of a country. Now, Russia and China are there because it's a strategic doorstep of the U.S. in northern South America. They also have more oil than any other country per capita per square mile, even more than Saudi Arabia. Probably have five times the oil Texas has. And so it's quite the plum. And things are degenerating very, very quickly. Now, why is that so important? Because if you look at a map of northern South America, then you see the little isthmus there of Panama up into southern North America, Mexico. It's not very far from Venezuela up into Mexico and the United States. And so the other countries, Brazil, Colombia, others, are not letting the illegal aliens stop or stay there. They deport them. They ship them out immediately because if people hear there's safe harbor in Costa Rica, it'll go from being a really nice place to a hellhole. And already Guatemala is a hellhole. So people are moving north from one hellhole to another to get to El Norte. So this is all unfolding right now. And you have the UN setting up the refugee centers through the few countries in northern South America into Central America so that the giant throngs, now in the hundreds of thousands per month, can leapfrog their way through Colombia as Venezuela tries to completely break the Colombian border, which is happening now, into Panama, into Costa Rica, into Nicaragua, into Honduras, into Guatemala, and then into Mexico. That is a publicly planned, UN-funded, Obama-funded, State Department, Soros-financed operation, 1,000,000,000%. And that is how they intend to take down America. Now, you're looking at footage of your TV viewer from back in October, November, December. Now the caravans are double that size. Last Friday, the Border Patrol issued a total red alert, SOS, and said the border is broken. Previous records were 3,000 a day they were stopping in places like El Paso. Now it is 15,000 a day, and Beto is saying there is no border. Come on up. Everything's free. You deserve it. They're encouraging lowering the drawbridge. Meanwhile, I've got stacks of articles of Democratic Party leaders saying, George Ramos and others, there is no border. You can't stop it. It's gone. Now, remember, this is successful when we're in a depression in 6 months, a year or two, depending on the timetable, and you're living in hell and there's burning cities and riots. You just remember who did it. This is such an incredible time to be alive. Nobody likes illegal immigration. Oh, yeah, right. Nobody. So let's do something about it. Let's legalize the first 10.7 million undocumented immigrants that are already here. Second, yeah, is that thing is legalized at all? A legal and realistic immigration system that works. This won't be solved with a useless wall. And then he's got other quotes saying you can't stop it. So this is where our country is right now. This is what we've become. This is what it's turned into. George Ramos, amnesty for illegals, migrants. Nothing we can do to stop them. Get rid of it. Get rid of the walls. Just open up everything. Hey, dude, it's so great down there, Mr. Ramos. You're so busy pissing on America and bitching and complaining every 10 seconds. Why don't you just hoppity-scotch on down to Venezuela? Because Brazil to the south of Venezuela and Colombia to the west are prosperous compared to Venezuela, and they have put up giant fences and armed troops, and they're now forcefully shipping people back in, and now the Venezuelan troops are showing up and saying, no, you're not. You're going to take these people. And if you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com or NewsWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to see the videos, to see the photos the establishment doesn't want you to see. When we come back, shock video, big article up on Infowars.com. Migrants drag screaming children underwater through concertina wire to enter the U.S. illegally. You know, I see articles all the time where somebody takes their 10-year-old son or daughter out to Big Bend or something on too far of a hike, and they get stuck out there, and they get dehydrated, and they have to get hauled out by a helicopter. And who's waiting? CPS. Because you shouldn't have taken your kid 10 miles out in the desert. Oh, but when it's 150 through barbed wire, oh, my little cupcakey, you're so good. And a lot of these, turns out, are people smuggling kids on top of it. Like homeless people will use a dog to get more funds or to get more donations. You ever seen that? For sympathy, a lot of these kids, it turns out, are smuggled and kidnapped. But don't even check them. Oh, that'd be too rude. Don't even find out if this is your daddy or mommy. It's all coming up. Now, please remember, we've got to end the special by Thursday or Friday. I'm going to come up with some new specials, but we're selling out of many of our best-selling items that help fund this operation. We're close to selling out of the fish oil, the krill oil, and the children's brain oil. It's so awesome. It's got a whole bunch of the best oils for children, but smaller jail caplets of Honor Roll. That's close to selling out. It's still massively discounted, despite that, and store-wide free shipping, okay, even though it's close to selling out. We also have other things that are close to selling out, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. If you don't know what turmeric does for you, just go research it. This is the best out there. We also have all Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 with a little silver iodine, 55% off and free shipping. We have also DNA Force Plus, 60% off, unprecedented. Knockout, the sleep aid, 60% off. Silver Bullet, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, 60% off. Bodies, as I said, 60% off, and so much more, but that's all got to end. Double Patriot points, 10% off on your next order for every dollar you spend. Store-wide free shipping right now. Sign up for AutoShip for things like protein bars or things like coffee or things like fish oil that you're going to want to reorder, and then you get that additional 10% off on the next order as well. It's free shipping, too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm watching the midterms, man. You would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You fucking Trump! You fucking Trump!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Supporting the president. You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
You're watching on television, you're seeing small children bleeding, being drugged through barbed wire and concertina wire underwater, and many times by smugglers who use them as human shields. That's on record, even the Washington Post admits that, Senate reports. And then once they're here, bingo, the asylum system's been overwhelmed, the courts have been overwhelmed, the emergency center's been overwhelmed, Democratic Party vehicles are waiting, many of them hardcore pedophile groups, and the families and children and unaccompanied children disappear. They're then taken to Democratic Party members' homes, who then don't work, but go file for them to get Social Security, file for them to get Medicare, Medicaid, to get all the different food stamps, and then on average, each Democrat family has three people living with them, and then they collect up to $15,000 per month of taxpayer money. They are then given how to vote in the names of dead people, and they rule. Texas is being conquered as we speak. They say we'll be blue by the next election, probably, if not after that one. And the average conservative just drives around a big truck going, I'm tough, yeah, boy, doing absolutely nothing. And then they're going to socialize, and the country will collapse. And that's just how it works. And there'll be nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from the giant third world collapse now taking place. All orchestrated by the globalists. Yes, their system's rejected. Yes, it's in trouble, but we're not arresting the leaders of globalism. We're not cutting the UN funding that's funding the refugee centers that stage the groups to come in. Trump has cut the funding to the Central American countries that are aiding and abetting this. Brazil and Colombia have put their militaries on alert. They've got big fences up. They're trying to block the people coming into their country. And Russian and Chinese troops are massing inside Venezuela in case the United States tries to stop this operation. And so here's the thing. I don't want troops on the border with Russia, and I don't want provocations. But what if the U.S. was staging a third world collapse, let's say out of the Middle East, and opened up a conduit up into Georgia and was shipping in 10 million illegal aliens, Muslims, and had domestic groups within Russia saying, you've got to let them in, you've got to let them in. Russia would have a reason to go to war with us. Now, Russia's not been behind orchestrating all this, but they're jumping on the bandwagon and aiding and abetting it. China has been orchestrating it through our media and our systems. They're both there like the Five Armies War, wanting to get Smog's treasure. Almost as much oil as you've got in Saudi Arabia there in Venezuela. And so that's why you've got all these buzzards circling. But this is taking us to the edge of war. The videos are dramatic. The photos are shocking. Some of them we can't even air because we're on broadcast television. But Venezuela battle war is on, and even the New York Times admits it is hell on earth, mass death, carnage. Burn offerings, Venezuelan officials blocked the border with Colombia in a bid to keep out humanitarian supplies. Remember all that? Well, now it's spilling over into Colombia itself as they try to flee. And there have been huge, giant events today as all of this unfolds. And the Democrats in this country, the leader of the Democratic Party, George Ramos, he says, just get used to it. There's nothing you can do. It will happen. This is the way it is now. Nothing you can do to stop it is the exact quote. So from all corners of South America, all three socialist countries that are in South America are collapsing. The others are stabilizing. They're all overwhelming like lifeboats the countries around them and then flooding via UN leapfrog refugee centers towards us. Again, the hundreds of thousands of the different caravans that slammed into us last year are nothing compared to what is now already slamming in. The caravans are hitting daily, 15,000 a day per overwhelmed border sector in the three most overwhelmed sectors. That's 45,000 people a day in just three of the most active sectors that they're catching. We are hemorrhaging out right now, and the Democrats are, there's nothing you can do. It's all over. And Beto is, there is no border crisis. There's nothing you can do. Come on up. Let's do it together. And it's criminals, and it's poor people, and it's people with diseases, and who the hell knows they are? Who the hell knows who they are? But it doesn't matter. Because the Democrats are going to suck them as a permanent underclass into a giant vacuum cleaner that will be a permanent underclass that they control and that they skim the welfare money off of and that they use as the decisive voting block to break this country's back once and for all. So what does the president do? He doesn't just declare the emergency over law enforcement. They could circumvent that in Congress. As commander-in-chief, his job is to protect the border. If he declares a full emergency as commander-in-chief, a full real national emergency, not what his lawyers tricked him to do, this baby one, and he orders a couple hundred thousand troops down to that border, and he pulls them out of Afghanistan, and he pulls some out of these other areas, like Korea, and puts it where we need it on our border, it needs to be done now. And I guarantee you, they get the Army Corps engineers to drop what they're doing. And to get down there, they can build and block because you got to keep them out. Because the way the laws are written, once they get here, bingo, you get everything free and there's no immigration judges anymore. They're now backlogged 6 years. You're done. Everything's free. 900 sanctuary cities. You can have TB and cough on people's kids. Doesn't matter. You're in. You can be a smuggler. You can be a coyote. You can be a murderer. You can be a child molester. This is a system-wide collapse. Texas border city overwhelmed by surge of Central American migrants. That was last week. And Mexico and its socialist president is giving them free passage. He lied to Trump a few months ago and said, oh, yeah, I'll stop them. Wink, wink, because Mexico could stop them. They're not stopping them. They're not stopping them. They're not stopping them. And the Central American gangs are so bad now. Cancun's shutting down. Hotels are a third the price. Gun battles and death every night. Mexico will fall even more. But the new Mexican president doesn't care as long as he can destroy America. That's all he wants. And then we'll all live in misery together with open sewage running down the street and drug gangs ruling everyone. That's America. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendar. You can officially say that April 3rd, 2019 is the day that the U.S. border was officially collapsed, and not because of the valiant work of the Border Patrol. Not because of the hard work of President Trump or our military or you trying to get the word out, but it's official. The Border Patrol head came out last Friday and said, we are in a red alert crisis. The border has collapsed. We have 15,000 people a day slamming that we're catching our beds only hold 5,000 in these sectors. It's over. They don't have men. They don't have food. They don't have water. The Democrats have buses lined up and vans. And they are loading them and taking them God knows where. People say, well, just arrest them. Oh, yeah. What does one cop do with 500 people? What are you going to do? If you have a party at your house and you're trying to put a party on for 20 people and you're cooking the hamburgers and you're getting the Coca-Cola out and you're telling people where the channel changer is to watch the game, you can't run a party with one person. That's a party with chips and dip. This ain't your NFL party, baby. This is the collapse of the United States. This is football stadiums of people slamming the border every day. I'm going to say that again. They're catching football stadium groups and then just saying, okay, at least organize here. And they try to feed the little kids that are sick most of the time. And sometimes there'll be a man with four kids or a weird, and the kids are crying for mommy and mommy ain't there. And the Border Patrol is freaking out and being demoralized. They were very positive about Trump. They were very excited. But then the globalist onslaught hit that they were planning. And so now the Border Patrol is so depressed knowing they're turning children over to smugglers. That's what Jack Posobiec asked George Ramos. Amnesty for illegal migrants, nothing we can do to stop them. I don't support child trafficking cartels, Frank. Do you? And the Senate report, even the Washington Post admitted last year, thousands of children went into trafficking and disappeared under Obama, having them loaded on buses. It was Obama created the incentive. It was Obama said, you get here, you're, quote, a child, we let you in. That meant to have a child with you, like a homeless person always has some starving dog so they can get more money at the side of the sidewalk. I pulled in the other day to a little corner restaurant to eat some lunch. I was working up here on Saturday. And I sat there about an hour doing business on my phone and eating. I took my time. I watched two different corners run by some pimp. I guess a pimp over it. And the women would come over, and both of them had little dogs. And they'd slap the dog if it did anything. And I had to videotape some of it. Then she'd sit there and give him the money. And then she'd get in the car and obviously smoke some crack or whatever is her payment. Because a woman gets more than a man, and a woman with a dog, it was bingo, bingo, bingo. It was like a cash machine at the corner over here by the office. There's a shanty town under the road, feces. Some piles of feces just drip off now and just run onto the street. There's just urine everywhere. Every day I drive to work, I get to turn into the underpass and drive by and just see the feces everywhere. Those are the real homeless people, just big piles of stinking newspapers and sleeping bags. And they're all just like schizophrenics whacked out of their brain. Five or six of them sleep in just one little pile. But then you've got the more professionals. And they're out there with their little dog. And they've got the woman out there. And then she goes over and gives him the pile of money. And she's whacked out of her brain. I don't know what planet she's on. And he gives her a little something. And she runs around and gets in the back of the car. You can tell what she's doing. And then 10 minutes later, she gets out and bows to him. And then he just goes, get. And then she runs back over about 100 yards to the street corner, and these people just cash machine are just cash, cash, cash. Almost every car, cash, 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 because he's got the dog. It's the same thing. We have the children, open the gates. In fact, that even happened in Guatemala, is that men would run forward with a baby to the riot police going, using the child as a human shield, and the Mexican police would stand down. And that's what we've become. That's who we are. Meanwhile, the Democrats want to kill every damn baby they can before they're born. And they're anti-Christian, and they're demoralizing this country, and they know exactly what they've done in a big, big way. Let's roll some of this footage again for TV viewers. Shock video, migrants drag screaming children, you mean illegal alien invaders, underwater through Constantino wire to enter the U.S. illegally. First, they taught us not to call them illegal. Then they taught us to, you know, just bow down if they have a child with them. And now we've just totally capitulated. We've given up. We've run the white flag up. And Trump couldn't get the funding he wanted. You know, he wanted $10 billion extra dollars for security and for the wall. But he, you know what? He didn't get that. He got $1.3 billion. And now this is it. It just encourages a mass stampede. Like you see Black Friday stampedes where people get hurt or killed trying to get a washing machine or a PlayStation. Well, this is worse than that. It's just billions of people. They want to come here. There's a big UN report. 20%+ of the illegal aliens in the world live in the U.S. That's out of 6 billion third world people. 20% now live here. We are the third world. We are falling apart. We are bankrupting. We are degenerating. It's happening. Shock video, migrants drag screaming children underwater through concertina wire to enter the U.S. illegally, but they got the little kids, so it's okay. Disturbing video of illegal immigrants defying U.S. border agents to push screaming children underwater through razor wire to American officers, latest evidence of the chaos of the border Democrats continue to ignore. They're not ignoring it, American Mirror. They said, come on up. They turned the red light on to screw America. In one video, illegal immigrants pulled young children under the border fence through large coils of concertina wire. You can see kids' faces are bleeding. During a cold December morning in Yuma, Arizona, this video has been released. This was last year. The video shows several adults crawling and hoisting about half a dozen youngsters, little babies, through a barbed wire barrier. U.S. Border Patrol urged them to reconsider as they repeatedly snagged their clothes on the wire. The traumatic experience punctuated by blaring sirens and flashing police lights. Oh, but they're not the bad people taking their kids through this or whoever's kids they kidnapped. No, no, no. We are, and we are importing the worst of the worst from an already collapsed and dangerous as hell third world. And when they get here, they vote almost 100% Democrat Party. The ones that did this and engineered this. And it is just a real shame how they use these poor people to do this. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to keep fighting, but here's the bottom line. I don't say this to be negative. We've stabilized the country in some ways. Trump knew this was coming. He was unable to get congressional funding to do it all. We have to understand the Democratic Party are globalist, seditious traitors, hell-bent on overthrowing the nation, and start regarding them as that and responding to them as that. And they've got to be dealt with. And the military and the government and the police and everybody else, the general public, have to recognize this country is collapsing. And now if these latest waves that are twice the size they were last year, three times bigger than anything we've ever been hit with, they'll be 10 times this by 2020. You watch. You watch. It's going to be so hellish and so horrific and so out of control that you're going to have many cities burning with rioters, just like Venezuela, just like Colombia, and just like Brazil. Because, again, we have the videos today. They are assaulting those borders, too. And what are they fleeing? Socialism. Communism. But they're flooding back where the socialists and communists have gotten control again and are offering more freebies. And these aren't Mexican migrants coming in now. No, no, no. The Mexicans have learned how to make money off of them and tax them as they come up. These are people that are leaving communism, leaving socialism to come up here and get the new big free deal. That's it. When I was out at the Beto O'Rourke, half the shirt said democratic socialism. They're coming, folks, and they're going to vote your money, your guns, and your children away. This is war. The Democrats are killing the country right now. They are literally the enemy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to add assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I intend to open the phones up in the second and third hour the entire time. So get ready. I'll be taking your phone calls. I'll give the number out at the start of the next hour. I cannot stress to you enough how huge it is, how insane it is, how out of control it is, that you've got the Chinese, the Russians, and others in Venezuela trying to have some type of influence over who gets into power there to control that oil, when the bigger issue is Venezuela is being collapsed into Central and North America with UN centers built to flood us with the illegal alien hordes. So I hope the Pentagon and the president aren't distracted over the oil. But I talked about this yesterday, and then I never got to it because I wanted to basically spell it out properly, and it's a very complex issue because I don't just endorse invasions or war lightly. And I'm not even saying I fully endorse it, but I think we're moving into that area where it's actually in our interest and needs to be done. And not over the oil. Over the fact that the UN runs Venezuela and they are collapsing it to collapse the United States. And that now the majority of people hitting us are not even from Central America. They're from Venezuela and Colombia. Because some people are joining the Venezuelans as they go through Colombia. Some of the Colombians are joining them. So this crisis is spiraling out of control very, very quickly. And quite frankly, I'm going to air a few clips here that I wanted to play anyways, regardless. And then I'm going to try to focus my mind and give the analysis that needs to be given, because I know not just the public listens, but a lot of people in the government listen. For whatever reason, we've proven we've got a pretty good handle on things. And I'm just going to try to put out to the public what other people are saying and doing and thinking. Because I guarantee you what you're going to hear from me is exactly what's being discussed by patriots that are in the Pentagon and other areas of intelligence agencies who aren't globalist. But this country is in such peril right now that I can't even believe it, quite frankly. And that's really the paradox is, if you study times like World War II, a lot of people didn't get out of Austria or Germany or Czechoslovakia or Poland or France when they had a chance to. Only when it was too late, they try to get out. And what I'm getting at is people don't normally recognize historically how dangerous something is until it's already run them over. And things are so bad. Things are good that we're waking up, but things are so bad geopolitically. And this country is under such globalist assault that the president has to act decisively. And you can't just build a wall. You have to stop the countries under UN control. You have to stop the globalist influence countries like Mexico and Venezuela. Mexico, Guatemala, and Venezuela are the problems. Places like Colombia and Brazil are the solutions. And Colombia is already threatening to go to war with Venezuela right now. Because they're being crapped on. They're being overwhelmed. They're having their economy destroyed. They're being invaded. And when you get invaded by a government throwing its port at you, you take that government out or you collapse. We're the ones under attack. Colombia, Brazil, the United States. Mexico says, hey, you can do whatever you want as long as you go up north and piss on America. And then meanwhile, the South American and Central American gangs that are there now aren't following Mexico's rules, and you've got cartel wars everywhere. So again, Central and South America and Southern North America are descending into bedlam. The Border Patrol has said red alert, SOS, our border is collapsing. It's gone. That was the plan. Overwhelm the courts, overwhelm Border Patrol and ICE, overwhelm law enforcement. That's the ether in which socialists and globalists swim. They're always in armored compounds with private security. And out of this fall of civilization, they gain control. The Democrats are saying we should have no border. Beto, George Ramos, all of them. That's an enemy that says your country shouldn't have a border and come on up here and America sucks. But they hate America. That's who these globalists are. And we have to stop lying to ourselves about how bad they are and how out of control they are and how incredibly evil they are. We have to face up to... Nobody can beat the U.S. with a bunch of planes and tanks and ships, but they can beat us culturally and use our openness to infiltrate us. And they can use our open society and how loving we are to pull on our heartstrings. And they can use our 2,200-mile southern border that is backed up against a chain of third world nations that run the gambit from bad to worse. So you care about your kids, you care about prosperity. I don't care what color you are. You better understand, folks, that the worst of South and Central America are being literally crapped onto us right now. Children are being kidnapped and smuggled. Women are being kidnapped and smuggled in a gargantuan level. And if we have a broken border, folks, we'll have a broken country. And already most areas of South Texas are becoming unlivable. Many areas of California are becoming unlivable. Many areas of Arizona unlivable. We are in collapse. Let's not lie about it. Got a bunch of clips of that coming up the next hour with your calls, but I want you to understand something. I'm not at liberty to get into this yet, but I've learned what the Democratic Mafia, is doing to us to shut us down behind the scenes, and their plans have fallen into our hands just as of late. And when you come face to face with these people, you don't have fear. You only have concern that you're not going to do a good enough job stopping them. We're dealing with pure scum evil that has no conscience and a will to dominate you and your family. You think the hunchback Democrats like you, that you're strong and good. They hate you. They hate your guts. Every stinking Democrat leader has been now picked to be an anti-American enemy. And they're making their move with the scumbag mainstream media. So all I'm telling you is support our local AM&FM affiliates that see through the propaganda of the globalists and don't buy their bull and are putting this broadcast out. Support them. Get it done. And all of you, take with this, whoever that did this in Houston, put up a billboard for our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that's so good. That supports the InfoWar. However you do it, spread the word, because the enemy knows the spirit of 1776 lives here, right here in Texas. And it lives in your heart. It lives in your mind as well. And I want to encourage everybody to take advantage of this big mega sale that's got to end by tomorrow or the next day at the latest, because we're selling out of so many of these great items. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, sign up for auto shipping, additional 10% off, and get all the great products, ladies and gentlemen. All of them. 55% off Supermel Vitality. All Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste products, 55% off. All Super Silver Wound Gel, that's at cost, 55% off. Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, good clean energy, focus, 60% off. DNA Force, never done that before, but it's been sold out for 6 months. Wanted you to see how great it is. 60% off. It's so important. Read about it. Learn about it. Knockout, Silver Bullet, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill, and so much more. 50 to 60% off. Go read the tens of thousands of five-star reviews. Go learn about how great these products are. Fish oil selling out. Knockout, the great sleep aid, it's selling out. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you've got this commitment from me. I'm going to fight and stand and take action at the very end. You know, we've got a product, DNA Force Plus. So every time you reformulate, you've got to change the name, so we call it Plus. Even stronger and better. Signed a big multi-year contract. Got a lot better deal on the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all the things that have been patented and proven to slow the shrinkage of telomeres. Well, that's the same thing as making them last longer. And the nerve regrowth and just everything for your cells. When I forget to take this, which I do routinely because it ends up selling out for months and I don't have it on auto ship, I just take it home and then I forget to take it. I don't have the energy, the stamina, any of it. It's just, it's all of these. Everything I bring you is a missing link. The X2. The DNA Force Plus, but at 60% off, ladies and gentlemen, it is 200, 300% below what leading competitors sell it for. Because that's the rule in supplements. Everybody else marks them up 5 to 7 times. We mark up 150%. So at $59.80, very expensive ingredients, you're looking at something, gosh, barely even marked up anything. Almost a lost leader. So take advantage of it. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com of DNA Force Plus. Read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Please just do that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.